All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How are we doing? Away we go here on the Wednesday edition of the Barn Burner podcast. It is Boomer, it's Pinder, it's
the Redster.
I'm just kind of taking a look here. Yes, the Redster. Here in the Tower Chrysler Studios, of course, Tower Chrysler, the number one Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, Jeep dealer in Southern Alberta, as voted by you, the people. And who are we to argue with you, the people? Go and see Serge and Nikki and Aaron and all the guys over there. They'll set you up. I've said it before. You go in, it's so nice. You might take home two.
I was there yesterday.
Is that right?
You would not believe it. So I went to get retorqued nuts, which was on my list of things to do.
Your nuts?
Got to get your nuts retorqued. The nuts. And I was like, well, I'm here. It's going to take 5 minutes. I'm going to pop in and say hi to Serge. Not there. So I went, sir, oh, geez. Who pops in 4 minutes later with a box of ice cream sandals, tossing them around like Tom Brady, handing out touchdowns to his whole staff? Serge.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I thought this guy was Mr. No Sugar.
Well, that's what even makes him more noble, right? He didn't have one himself. It was just for his staff.
Dean, I would love to give him compliments for this, but I'm not sure I can believe that. Are you telling me there's a ice cream sandwich in your face, in your hand?
Box. Fresh
a box. Yes. You went out and bought a box of ice cream sandwiches.
That's right.
And you're tossing them around like jelly beans.
Yeah.
And you didn't sample just a little.
He seemed disciplined. I didn't see one opened by him. He was just handing out. He was doing handoffs. Maybe he went to his office and had one. I did not see him consume one.
If anyone out there listening knows the Serge dog, send him a little note and tell him we need some truth syrup out of him. We're watching.
We're watching this whole thing that you got going
this
there.
Facade, this sugar facade. We're not buying
truth
it.
Syrup. Yeah.
There's a conversation I've been wanting to have, and I feel like summer's probably the time to have it. Foods or music, entertainment, things in your life that you at one time thought were for old people that you suddenly enjoy. Is it because you're getting old? Is it? And I wonder, is the ice cream sandwich one of those things? As a kid, and especially now, there's so many other options, fun, exciting ice cream treats. It feels like the ice cream sandwich is dull and boring, but God damn, I do like the ice cream sandwich.
I've been bullish on the ice cream sandwich from the dawn of my existence, Dean. It's a banger. How else it's do you so get good. Ice cream in without a spoon, without a bowl? Fingers or hands are clean afterwards. This is a miraculous invention of mankind.
So not just for old people.
Correct.
All right.
What about the vanilla soft serve ice cream cone? If you're going for ice cream, do you ever just go with the plain vanilla ice cream?
Always.
That's old man.
Okay.
I don't enjoy the chocolate or the swirl. Nope. I love vanilla.
Yeah. I feel like vanilla grows on you as you age. Yeah. The closer to your grave, the more you like vanilla.
But wouldn't that be the baseline though? Isn't like vanilla where you start and you branch out? It's called like, it's why things are vanilla. It's because it's kind of plain. That's where you start.
Yeah, but that's what kids don't like. They want max intensity. They don't want
soft ice cream. There's not a ton. It's either, if you're doing soft ice cream, it's.
Yeah, but you can add the sprinkles.
Sure. Oh, I'm fine with that. Yeah.
And see, but I think that you're lying then. If you just, that's not a traditional vanilla ice cream. That's vanilla with sprinkles. Completely changes the whole thing.
If you go for a milkshake, what's your go-to milkshake?
If I can get, this is my favorite sweet of all time.
Really?
The small town Frontier, Saskatchewan, the rec center in Frontier, Saskatchewan. They made pizzas. It was the only place you could get a pizza where I grew up.
Wow.
Rum and butter shake.
Dean, I feel like your energy might be like a little below average. Rhett is more than compensating. He is just on fire out of the gate.
No, I just have questions.
The rum and butter is, without debate, the best shake you can have. And most of you losers out there will complain and say I'm wrong, but that's because you never tried the rum and butter. And you can get the rum and butter at the fancy joint just outside of Fernie near Kukanoosa. Mm. There's an ice cream joint right at the turn there before you head south down to Montana or head straight through to the Cranbrook area. Get the rum and butter. Get some chicken nuggets with the dill dip, homemade dill dip. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Now, Pinder, are you one to opine on soft ice cream? Because I do not remember the time you made it sound as though only the homeless and peasants would eat soft ice cream.
No.
Your quote was, I can't imagine going to Dairy Queen for soft ice cream. It was something like that.
And there's context there. So I love a malt at the Flames game. Like, that's if it's in front of me, I'm eating it. Like, that's soft serve. Generally speaking, I don't ever really chase it. And the
like peasants and homeless. No,
the DQ in my neighborhood is next to two wicked local joints, so I just never go to it. It's probably a function of my proximity. That's all. I got to pass better places to get the DQ, so I don't go.
Have you ever had a Blizzard then?
Yeah, I don't love Blizzards. Dairy and me aren't the best of pals.
So oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, like it's
in ruined my day, no, and I'm disappointed.
That. Yeah, it's not like, about that.
If it's going to sit me down, I'm just going to pass. I'll get something else.
Well, look at your discipline. You and Serge got self-control. Way to go.
Use our discipline, sugar.
Listen to me. I'm saying it loud, booze? Mom. Live radio.
You'd be no discipline spoon. With booze. Sugar, discipline.
Yeah. One of the other things that I feel like has to be an old man or an old person treat that I now enjoy.
Root beer float.
The fruit and nut dairy milk chocolate bar.
Oh yeah,
you've crossed over into Death Valley, but
you're almost pretty freaking good, boys.
Someone changing it's your diaper.
Good. It's raisins and chocolate, and it's gross.
I'm sorry
because it has raisins.
Is it raisins or like those cranberries?
It's dried, dried shitty fruit that they can't do anything else with. What's wrong with you? Have a freaking Score bar and shut the F up.
No, I do like Score.
Score's good in the freezer. Yes.
Blizzard.
Score Blizzard, dude.
I'll ruin my day for a Score Blizzard.
Double the score. What about what about the float? Do we like the floats?
I haven't done one in a while.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what? I'm not asking if you've done one recently.
No, I'm thinking like a decade. Like, so if I say I love them, it's like how have I gone a decade without them? Jesus.
The Dairy Queen used to have, or it probably still does. I don't know. Orange Crush float.
Oh, wow. Real good.
Well, didn't A and Dub have the root beer float? They that was always the thing.
Yeah, yeah. Staple.
Yeah. So, staple. You guys are going to destroy me for this, but I didn't know what to say. Thing was, well, I'm just ready to get destroyed. It's good for the show. Team player, right? 2 years ago, I stumbled across what's called an affogato. Are you familiar with an affogato? So it's an Italian special. The Italians are great with ice cream. You ever go to Italy? It's like gelato everywhere. It is espresso poured over two huge, beautiful scoops of ice cream, which could be any flavor, really. But it's, you got the hot and the cold. You can mix it together, whatever consistency you're chasing. It's all there for you. Amazing.
Just get coffee, ice cream.
Iced coffee, yeah.
No, it's ice cream.
I understand. Yeah.
Very different.
The Italians are good at they're good at upcharging you for
that is expensive.
Vanilla ice cream with a shot of espresso.
$18.23
for you, sir. Special deal.
Now, if you want one of the best deals going, and I almost I shudder to share this at your Costco, the Sundays that they have at the Costco. It might be the best fucking Sunday you're going to have on the planet. I swear to God. It's like $2 or $3.
This is the thing, though. The Sunday is an old man move.
I'm telling you.
Have a chocolate Sunday, or please, a pineapple Sunday.
Do we have any of that nut and fruit chocolate left? Let's.
Gladys. Yeah. My grandma's name was Gladys. Lock.
Come on over.
I'll take it. But again, until you've had it, because you know what? I'd take you in there and I'd give you one. You'd be like, fuck.
Pretty good.
Not Pender. He wouldn't eat it. It's
no, he wouldn't have it. That wouldn't be allowed to.
I get slapped or divorced.
What am I in a third world country? I'm Ryan Pinder. The Pinders don't eat soft serve.
The Pinders do.
We go to Italy for flagellatos. That's what the Pinders do.
Yeah, if I'm gonna have ice cream, it's going to be an Italian special flown in from Rome.
Going to have someone cupping my balls and feeding it to me if I'm going to be having ice cream.
Will you fan me as you spoon feed me, please?
Please.
I was literally
reach around if you would while I'm having Costco, my ice cream.
At Costco on Sunday, and we're pushing the cart through where they check the receipt, and I point to the right to my lovely roommate, better half, whatever. Said, Dean comes here sometimes just to get two hot dogs and a tall fountain pop. And the face and the noise that came out of her was, she's that much of a health nut that you know, appalled her. She was disgusted with you, Dean. How dare you?
It's the arrogant
poisoning
Aussie.
Your body.
It's the arrogant Aussie in her that made her do that.
Now, in fairness, it has been a while. That's been quite a while since I've done the two banger.
Yes, but it was.
I think you should do it today, Dean.
But there was a time.
Put some pep in your step, boy.
Here's the thing, because as much as the dairy gives you the farts,
the gut rot,
two banger's going to stay with you all day.
Yeah, that's true.
It's really going to be.
So what?
It's an all day event.
So next rainy day, you got to do it.
Yeah. So, Brad, you're living, eh?
No surprise, though. Really? Is it?
Not really. No. Yeah. I didn't hear. You know what it was? We talked to Frank about it yesterday, and then you and we'll talk about that. You and Frank, right? It was awkward.
Westport, yes, 393.
But we kind of said, did we hear another name? Did you even hear any other rumored candidate as the next GM? It just sounded like as soon as Treliving was done and Dubas wasn't coming back, the two lines, it was a straight line between A and B. I didn't hear any other name.
It felt like the list of the Flames put together, and you're like, well, yeah, Connie's better than all these dopes. What are you doing? Like, they had Peter Chiarelli's name in there. You're like, no. Like, are you hammered? What do you mean you're going to hire Peter Chiarelli? Get the hell out of here. It's like, do you have the history of trades? You read that once with Chiarelli. Holy Christ. It's firewood. Don't even lose that guy's number. How's his name up as a finalist?
I do like these boards that we put together, the 2023 to now. The general manager?
Yeah. It's like today is what that should say.
It's like, present today. Or whatever, yeah.
Today.
But yeah, there it is. Obviously, don't need to tell people here about the resume of Brad Treliving. We were texting back and forth last week, and he's one of those guys, he plays coy, and whatever. And then it finally comes back around to what do you think? And it's an interesting, I was thinking about it today, because as much as we hate it and we bug Toronto for being center of the universe and all this thing, it is, it's what other team in the NHL, Montreal, because I don't feel like Detroit or the New York Rangers or their original sixes, and maybe it's all those other teams have won.
This is the biggest hockey market in the world team.
The Yankees in baseball or whatever. Yeah, but the Yankees have won, and the Cowboys in the NFL. The Leafs have not won, yet they're still kind of that mecca. If you win there, it's one of the greatest accomplishments in sport.
It would be. The market is a big part of the problem. It's also what makes it so incredible if you could get over that hurdle. There is no larger hockey market on earth than Toronto. You got basically three teams in greater New York City, two in LA. There's fucking one in Toronto, and there's more hockey fans in Toronto than both those cities combined.
And it's not perfect, right? It's Toronto and the fans. It's everyone's wearing their suit and ties, and it's a late arriving crowd and all of that. But it just is. It's the Toronto Maple Leafs. I don't know. And I saw, I think it was Dom from The Athletic who tweeted this morning. He says, it's very Toronto, and I'm paraphrasing, that the Leafs would go out and try and fix the one area that probably didn't need fixing.
The GM. Right?
You could argue maybe the coach or some of the players or defense or goaltending or whatever, but they move on from Dubas and we'll bring in Treliving. I don't know. I think it's pressure packed, and I guess it's how much of that you let affect you. I don't think Brad is a guy who lets a whole lot affect him. I think he's pretty good at insulating himself and he doesn't give a shit, but it's a lot.
The pressure's there, but some of that stuff is unfounded as well. You understand that the city wants to win and they haven't won forever. And the objective is always to win wherever you are. But it's a bit like going to Anaheim back in the day when the Flames hadn't won. Well, if you have a whole new effing team, it's not. Right now, this group has lost enough together. It's time that they need to start winning.
The level of scrutiny there is just through the roof. That's what it is. Like all your media centers are based in Toronto. You have the drought since 67.
Are they not easier on their team though than Montreal? No,
I mean, I think Vancouver's probably the most critical of their GMs. I think
Montreal.
It's two languages of people yelling at you, but Toronto, you have the most cameras and scrutiny. And so if there's a broken pane of glass in training camp, it's on national broadcast. Like any misstep will be blown up in a microscope where every market hears about it, not just yours.
And I'm not disagreeing with you because I, to a point, I do agree. The thing with Toronto is with Montreal is they've been bad for a while. You have to remember back to when they had a team that fan base felt like should be a contender and should win. And then when they don't, they are vicious because it is, it's a religion. It kind of is there. It's a big, big deal. And that's going to have to turn at some point. But in Toronto, they've been good. They've had regular season success and the playoff collapses have been epic.
Epic.
Yeah. If this can year,
I say this though, as well, it's not, it is the center of hockey in the States. It's not as.
No, but either is the sport though, right?
Yeah, I guess, but even if you're in a hockey market, it's not as sure. I guess.
Yeah,
there isn't really a hockey market in the States. Like, name a city where hockey's bigger than basketball, baseball, or
Minnesota. Football. I don't know.
I think Vikings are bigger. Like,
nothing's bigger than
So that's
okay.
That's
so you're right. I'm an idiot. So.
No. You're not an idiot at all. I think you're right. Like, the Leafs are so huge that. We hear about everything in Canada, but you're right. You don't in the States, but that's because the States.
My point, and that's the point I'm making, is that it gets jammed down your effing throat as a Canadian because you can't hide from it.
That's
you cross the border. You're not Leafs. Like, it's not going to be front. Everyone in the world, in America, is not going to know that Treliving is now the GM of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone in Canada, you can't help but have it. Someone will slap you in the head to tell you.
It's part of the reason you hated the Leafs playing in Buffalo, though, right?
I can't stand the Leafs.
Yeah,
Tree, I like you. I'm sorry. Call you, offer you some help, just down across the border here. If you need some help, buddy, I'm here. Yeah.
Now that you can get across the border,
glad that's all cleared up.
Thank God.
Lawyers are great.
Those amazing charges that they
find. McLeod Law, the charges. Let's go.
Did he tell you what he was going to do? Who's he trading?
Well, I was going to say.
He's your best friend now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you, I thought it was interesting. We kind of laughed and we didn't talk about it at the time. Listening to Cirivelli yesterday talk about Dubas. Well, before you rush to Pittsburgh, don't you want to know what's going on in Ottawa?
Where everyone has a job in Ottawa, but you're like, okay, there is an ownership change coming.
But just the thought that you would prioritize
wild
what's happening in Ottawa before somewhere else like Pittsburgh. But when you stop and think about it, one's clearly at the end of their run and one has some very exciting things on the horizon, you would think. But for Treliving, just on the surface, and of course, you if you have any sense of competition or, again, there's 32 jobs, you want to be a GM, you want to win, there'd be no the celebration, you'd be so highly regarded if you won there. Do you look at the team there? How hard or difficult is the job, if Treliving goes, to get that team over the hump based on that roster?
It might be real easy.
Yeah, it's,
if you keep everyone together and you believe in them and you believe in the coach, you it's hard to win, but they're that good. They could, I mean, look at Florida.
Yeah.
They're the, can't win. They're terrible at the start of the year, and all of a sudden they're going to the final. Like, are you telling me that Toronto's not talented enough? Now, I don't believe their players have shown enough heart and compete in the playoffs at times, but they are learning every year. They did better this year than last year. They're ultra, ultra talented. I have no clue what their cap space is like. And if you have a goaltender, like they're not a favorite next year. If this team, if the same team, same lineup is put in place for the start of next year, what are the Vegas odds on them?
They're a top five team for a couple of years, sure. Yeah. And they have been the last three, 4 years because they've had really good teams. What they haven't had is a goalie get hot in the playoffs. If you swap Bobrovsky for fucking Samsonov in round two, like the Leafs are where the Panthers are.
Like, I wonder about their
defense. They haven't had a goalie go unconscious yet. Yeah. And yeah, the defense is weak for sure. You know, Muzzin turned to dust on them. You've seen a bit of regression from the likes of Riley and Brody. That's why Dubas went out and got nine defensemen. Gio's played his way down the depth chart to a point where he's probably a 6-7-8. Like, I agree, but again, considerably better than Florida in the regular season playing the same sport. One team got a goalie red hot and is feeling good. The other couldn't. They haven't had a lot of luck in the postseason.
They've been having 100 points a year for how many years?
Yeah.
You got a guy like Matthews that scored 60 last year. Looks like he's going to score 60. It was a little down last year. And how many did he have?
Yeah.
Right?
And you asked about what are they going to do this summer, Dino. Clearly, the first two conversations are your pending UFAs, much like it would have been here in Calgary for Craig Connor. Like, I got to talk to Hanifin and Lindholm. Those are my young, soon-to-be free agents. And it's the same in Toronto with Nylander and Austin Matthews. Like, Austin Matthews is a superstar in this league, and I think Rhett's point about this year being a down year is a good one. Last year, you would have just, like, blown your mind at the thought of him being a free agent. It's a down year with a bad wrist, and he scores 40. This is a guy that can get 50 in his sleep. He's going to win more Richard trophies. You have to figure out where he's at. Is he coming back? What's it going to cost? And if it's a yes, okay. But if it's a no, everything's on the table.
What if it's not even a yes or no?
What if not ready to commit yet?
I don't know. I like it here, but I don't know. What if it's because that's probably the answer you're
going to get. Gaudreau.
I was just going to say, he can lean into his experience. What did he learn from the Gaudreau thing?
Yeah.
He was a little too comfy with a superstar heading into free agency than I think we would have forecasted years prior.
Sorry, what's tough about that is with the Gaudreau thing, you knew Johnny for years. You kind of knew the guy. You go in there now, you got to play catch up. What is Austin Matthews?
Yeah.
And I don't know. What are his quirks and what is he like? Where does he want? What don't you like? What kind of a guy is he? You can take other people's word for it. But when you're the GM and you have to make that call on that player and a franchise player, it's tough when you don't really know.
The only thought I would have is maybe when Treliving was still in Phoenix, Austin was around in that, you know, minor hockey system, or was he gone? Maybe you got a relationship, but you're right. It's a whole lot different than Kyle Dubas coming in and chatting with a guy who apparently he was very close with for the last near decade.
You have an unbelievable lineup, a ton of assets. And if you want to move Austin Matthews, the world is coming back the other way. right? That takes some serious balls to do it. But if you want to, what are you getting in return? I would have a hard time saying it's the right move, but you could fill out your lineup pretty good if you trade them and get the right pieces back.
We now get to beat the bring William Nylander home chances. Of course, his father Michael was a Flame when he was born in Calgary. So clearly the move is you go, if you get a job in Toronto and you used to GM in Calgary, your first call is back to Calgary and you fleece the new GM. We saw it with Doug Risebrough, that 5-for-5 swap in the 90s. One of the worst deals in the NHL history.
Oh, something to look forward to. Yeah.
Dougie Gilmore, Gary Lehman, barf. Yeah.
So one thing about your living, he loves making deals. I don't know. Were there a lot of trades made with Dubas? I got to tell you. I mean, we're obviously very familiar with Toronto and that, but I don't know what his...
Not his major.
...body of work.
So, real quick, I was on with Big Save Nick in Toronto this morning talking about your living. Here are the four drafts last free agent window trades that he made that were massive. 2015, Dougie Hamilton for a first and 2 seconds. 2 years later, Travis Hamonic and a fourth for a first and 2 seconds. 2018, 3 years later, Fox, Hamilton, Ferland for Lindholm and Hanifin. Blockbuster, monster deal. And that one only overshadowed by last July's move, Dino, with Huberto, Uyghur, a first, Cole Schwind. I've captivated him. Look at he's left his screen.
No, I'm like... And the thing of it is, he's getting crushed. And how can't you? For how great Matthew has looked in Florida and how things went here.
They can still do okay on that deal. Like Uyghur, if he's a top pair guy, and this first rounder, we don't even know where it is in 2025.
And as you've talked about lots, right? We don't need to bring it back up again. But it was the extensions that make it difficult for sure with how the year went. I don't know. I think you have to, like I say, I think it starts with Matthews and goes from there. If you And especially after you've gone through what you did with Johnny, you may have to take a deep breath and make a move that you can't imagine doing. We've talked about it. How similar to you does it feel Matthews to Ovechkin? Now, I don't know if Ovechkin had a John Tavares wearing the C around at that time, but here was a guy, goal scorer, electrifying hockey player, first overall pick. I don't know that playoff disappointment was similar other than the fact that they didn't win, but then breaks through and wins, and then everything is forgiven.
Yeah, you just have to win once.
Yeah. Ovi's only been through the second round once, but I was going to say,
that's the thing that you don't hear a lot about is, Ovi's a winner. He won. Yeah, that 1 year, they went through the second round and got through. They haven't ever since or before, so
they might never again. He's getting old. He's 37. Who knows? Like,
they want a cup. Everything is worth it.
That's what I said yesterday to Frank when I had to shut him up because he was yapping.
I think both things were true. It is an awful deal, and yes, if he gets you a cup, you're okay with $70 million over 7 years. Sorry, Dean, where were you? You had something.
I was just. It's going to be interesting to just see him in that environment, right? Because you get to know the guy and you see him here and it's Calgary and it's small market and whatever the Flames are, you know, from a league standpoint, what are the Flames doing to this month? That sort of thing. And now we're going to see more of him in Toronto than we did when he was here.
Yeah. And to be fair, I felt like he was a pretty steely presence for almost his entire 9 years. Steady hand. The only time he kind of looked like the job was getting to him was right on the tail end of the Bill Peters stuff that came out of left field for him, which some people are trying to pin on. Oh, you should ask, like, what question are you asking in a job interview about something that happened in an AHL dressing room 10 years ago, which was not okay, but like, I'm sorry.
Brad did not
turn over a stone. He did what every GM does ever. He found a coach you like and hired him.
He did a great job in Calgary. The fact that Gaudreau left and Tkachuk said, I'm going to leave, and the Bennett didn't turn out really, and Monahan got hurt. Your whole world is different than the plan he had put together. And then you got a coach that you maybe did. I don't want to speculate, but probably didn't get along with. And you walked away from it. And if he hadn't chosen to walk away with it, was his decision. He was so good for 9 years in Calgary. He could still be there if he chose.
Yeah. Here's a list of bad luck I wrote down for today that, that True Living had. So Monahan's body, like we don't see many 27-year-olds just fall apart, even younger potentially for with Monahan. Like that was wild. That's bad luck, right? We get that. He drafts Adam Fox in the third round. What an incredible pick. Two Norris trophies in his first 3 years in the league, like nutso stuff. Or a Norris in his first 2 years, Norris finalist every year now. He doesn't want to sign here. That's some bad luck. You know, Sam Bennett, I think, embraced a different role when he left Calgary. It didn't seem like it was going to work here. He was a consensus number one pick in central scouting, slides to him at four. There's a bit of bad fortune there. You know, they had a deal with Johnny Gaudreau. If you get to this number, I'm signing. They get to the number, he changes his mind. There's a sliver of bad luck there as well. The Bill Peters thing, bad luck. And I don't know that if Brad has free rein on all things hockey, that Daryl arrives nor is extended. That felt like more of a Murray relationship. Those are all things that were kind of out of his control in a way.
And COVID.
COVID too. Fuck that. Yeah.
I mean, we all had to deal with it, but that's another thing that it was like, what? How the, you know, that I think that played into Gaudreau's decision. So all this shit. That's and it happens lots. I think injuries and stuff happen to teams and you lose guys and you don't foresee it playing out the way it does. But he did a hell of a job. Like, you look back in the history of, there are lots of misses. The Neil thing and the Brower thing probably, or some things that he didn't want. But for the most part, how many would we? I didn't like those signings. I'm not convinced. I'll wait till December to decide on this year, on whether Huberdeau and Kadri are going to be good or not. But I didn't like the walking Gio to free agency.
Yep,
where you knew he was going to leave to an expansion team, like 100% new, and you weren't making the playoffs, and you could have traded him for something.
Oh yeah,
but what are the big misses?
That's them. It's Neil Brower,
pretty small
draft, and probably this Huberdeau extension with all that signing bonus. Those are probably the four biggest blunders.
The flip side would be deals that we'll never know that would have been on the table to do that he didn't do.
Totally. Whether they're good or bad, they both would have been kiboshed if they don't get greenlit, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I'm pulling stuff out of, you know, the Yinger, but could you have had Jack Eichel if you include Matthew Tkachuk in that deal? Seems like that was probably
Mark Stone was the guy they were on for a bit as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And like you say, there's salary cap, ownership, no movement clauses, no trade clauses, all that stuff in there as well. So it's never as easy as that, but you wonder if there were some deals along the way, certainly with Monahan, but I don't know if you could have projected him falling off the table like that, but you would have had some, you would have gotten something for Monahan, but yeah, whatever. I mean, I guess now the question I have for you, and I'll start with you, Rhett, does this now either make you A, start to hate your living, or B, start to like the Leafs?
Oh dear.
Oof.
Can it be neither? That's a hard one. Jeez.
Yeah. I don't hate Tree. I'm going to have a hard time cheering for the Leafs, but they do a good, even if I cheer, they do a good enough job of effing things up. So maybe I should just cheer and be happy when they lose.
Yeah. Because I think you always want people that you like to do well. But in this case, for him to do well, you need those Leafs to do well. It's a pickle.
She's a pickle. Yeah, I can't cheer for the Leafs. I'm sorry, Tree. I'm out.
Unless
you give me a job like with the Leafs.
Oh, then really.
Hey, go. Yeah. Toronto.
In Toronto. Do you want to live in Toronto?
Well, I'll live here and drive back and forth.
Oh, yeah. Hearing Loss Clinic. Hearingloss.ca. 1993, Hearing Loss Clinic was founded. Men and women of all ages, and of course, children can suffer from hearing loss. Sometimes you are suffering from hearing loss, and you may not even know it just because of how it is. You may not know that you have some impairment of your hearing until you go and get things checked. You could visit one of their locations if you're in BC, a little road trip.
Yeah.
Oh, I got some, you know, geez, my ears. Cranbrook, Creston, Fernie, Golden, and Invermere, and then, of course, four locations here in the city of Calgary. 2022, Chamber of Commerce, Professional Service Excellence Award winner. And they're the best of the best. Rhodesy, I'm going next week. Gonna go and get things figured out.
Good.
See what's in there.
Dude, there's going to be a weight lifted when it's like, yeah, you're totally fine, Mr. Mahlberg. You're just Pandora's negative box. And think the world's coming to an end. That's all. Yeah. Can't fix that for you.
On social media, at The Hearing Loss, Instagram, The Hearing Loss Clinic. I know on their social media they were talking, because when we had lunch with Rhodesy.
Today,
he was talking about the headsets, the in-ear monitors that they have there. Like Adele and Taylor Swift. And Jason Derulo, these guys use like the best of the best use these in-ear monitors. That's the sort of technology you can get those from the Hearing Loss Clinic. So we are, when we say that they are leading the industry, truth in the words that we share with you. Hearingloss.ca is the website. Book yourself a consultation today. Now, we talked about it a little bit yesterday. Andrew Burnett is the new coach of the Nashville Predators. And I said to Frank, when I saw this coming up, I don't know, Nashville had moved on. Oh, wait a minute, they hadn't. So it seems like John Hines woke up yesterday, got told he was out.
Yeah.
And hears that Andrew Burnett is coming in. We could talk about Burnett in a moment, but did Hines get done dirty there, or is that just the nature of the business that you're in, the coaching business? It can happen like that.
I'd say that's the nature of the business. If you got a GM that wants a different coach, you don't have a lot of say in it. You miss the playoffs. I don't know. It's
because remember, Florida got torn apart for how they handled Gerard Gallant and his.
But they finished in first.
No, he's saying Gallant. So, like,
oh, sorry,
10 years ago.
I just want, because Barry Trotz, very highly respected. Everybody loves Barry, right? And this is, I don't know.
But why are we critical of him firing a coach and hiring a new guy? That happens all the time.
It's just a process. It felt like the news had leaked about them hiring Burnett before Hines had been fired. That was unfortunate.
The Trotz leaked it. Like, I highly doubt that.
No, but he was clearly interviewing people while Hines is still under contract. That's an awkward spot, to Frank's point yesterday.
But it's awkward that we know about it, but let's be real humans with eyes open and a fucking brain in our head. Happens like every time.
Yeah,
like, Jesus. Yeah. Come on.
Here's
I'm with you, because it was clear that somebody was hiring Brunette. We talked about it yesterday. Yeah. Someone was going to hire. He was going to come to Calgary. He was doing all these interviews. Someone was going to hire him. And if you feel like that is your guy, then wouldn't you hate we'll just wait and we'll talk to John and we'll bring John in and have a meeting. When can we get John on a Zoom? And then all of a sudden, Brunette goes somewhere, loves the city, loves the team, comes back, and I've taken another job. It's not, as they said in Jerry Maguire, it's not show friends, it's show business. And that was business.
Yesterday. This is a good tweet this morning from regarding this whole situation. Trotz, when asked about Andrew Burnett, said, "We want someone to become more of an offensive team. We want to become more of an offensive team. And Andrew specializes on that side of the ice, yada, 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 offense, offense, offense." And the quote was, "Man, Barry Trotz is lucky. Barry Trotz wasn't the GM when Barry Trotz was coaching." Like, A, the way he treated the coach, and B, the type of coach he's looking for was not what Barry was.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's the league's changed. Like Daryl said it. You don't try to protect one goal leads. You got to score the next one.
Did you have any hopes that he was going to be the guy here?
God, no. What's the track record for this organization hiring coaches when there's someone on paper?
I don't care about the track record.
Hope for it. It's the history. Like, if you watch how organizations move, you're better at predicting how they're going to move in the future. They never go out and pay top of market for coaching when someone's on payroll. They're paying Daryl $4 million bucks the next 2 years to not be here. It's going to be someone making not a lot of money here, if I have to guess. And Burnett had what, 4 or 5 teams interested? He's going to get some good dollars.
Well, I don't think he'd be top of market.
For this summer, I bet she is. Who's
going to
make?
Yes, but he's not going to be a top 5 paid coach in the NHL.
Yeah, so I think he's probably around the range of what, close to the Daryl neighborhood.
He'll be, yeah, I would say middle of the pack. I think he will be paid in the...
Where do you think middle of the pack is? I'll see what we got for public salaries here.
Well, I don't think he's going to be in the top 10, and I don't think he'll be the least paid guy. But he's also a first-time full. He was interim head coach. He's a first-time coach. I don't know. I kind of did. I was intrigued by it. I move past the what have the Flames done in the past. Just what's the fit? If the guy would come,
yeah.
I don't see him as. It's not like you're bringing in Mike Babcock or, you know, Joel Quenneville. To me, that's top of the market paid guys. I just wonder between who he is as a guy, from what we've been told, his experience with Huberto, he seemed like a guy much the same age and ilk in a way of Conroy, that this could be a guy. So I was cautiously kind of hoping that maybe he'd be a guy here, but not surprised that he's
somewhere
else, obviously.
Pete DeBoer, Paul Maurice, and Bruce Cassidy all got paid last summer, and they all came in between high threes and mid fours. That's probably where Burnett ends up, and I don't think the Flames are going to spend that on the coach. But to your point, I was very, very fascinated by the fit here. I just didn't think financially it was going to happen.
Well, even if it was financially, where the F are you going to go? Nashville or Calgary?
Yeah, or New York or all these other places that are after you. Yeah, totally. You got to be the most appetizing. And he's a former Predator, which helps a bit. And I was impressed with Nashville. They had a lot of major injuries, and they showed some mustard down the stretch this year. It wasn't like that's an underachieving bunch of bums. They were really dinged up.
A lot of different mustards out there.
Dijon mustard?
Love Dijon.
Do you like the one with the seeds in it?
No. I mean, I'll do it. I just prefer the classic.
Honey mustard.
So love Dijon, man. Oh.
But it's just spicy crap. Look.
I love it. I love the spice, dude. Yes.
You do like spice. Like, you put spice on everything. You got hot sauce?
Yeah. Got like five hot sauce.
I get some hot sauce.
Let's go.
What's happening?
Your nose and your eyes start running. And it's like, ugh.
Clear the sinus.
I gotta go. I actually don't know how. I think something's wrong with my charging cord, I've decided. Because it's been plugged in.
Hmm.
And it clunked. It clunked out. Glitched. It and shut off.
Why can't you use the microphone?
Yeah, I'm not connecting
this setup then. So what has changed? I'm just wondering why the headset.
Oh, I never thought of it.
Because you could probably still use your microphone. It's just my thought.
He's new at this whole broadcasting thing, dude.
Well, I didn't know if it was the same thing yet. Part.
No, just don't shush me.
This part. I didn't know if it was the same, but it is.
It's a C,
USB.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Sound great. You sound great, bud. That's way better.
Never even thought of it. That's why. I didn't even think that it was it's that little circle on even there.
It's a USB-C. That's right.
It's so either my computer is crapped out or the shoveler put a no swearing.
Oh, maybe.
No swearing content thing.
So did you change your laptop? Is that what you did?
No, I didn't change anything.
This is quite something.
So what happened? What did you change?
When?
You were on.
My laptop crashed.
Okay, so the laptop, yeah.
Yeah, so the laptop has been, it's. I think the battery died, but it's been plugged in, so I'm wondering if the battery is done, right? Won't hold the charge.
So you need a new laptop.
Business expense, right?
Yeah.
You got to get those up, Brett. The amount of money you're making. Jesus.
Pinder needs one.
Actually, I'm going to send it into the nation and see if they'll.
Yeah, see if they'll do it. It's once or twice a week, Pinder will mutter. Oh, God, this laptop. Oh, my God. Jeez.
Like, I'm just going to refresh this website, and the whole thing's like, like 20 minutes. Like,
dude, goes back to
I'm
the
mid. I'm heavy lifting here. I'm literally pressing.
Goes back to a mid-90s model.
Dial up. So you know what? We'll move on. I wanted we'll get to the Kinder report.
Let's move on.
Just the last there's so the coaching camp vacancies. They're starting to kind of get whittled down here. You've got Calgary, because as we sit here, I don't believe they've hired anybody yet.
Oops.
The Columbus Blue Jackets, the Anaheim Ducks, and the New York Rangers. Peter Laviolette, sure seems like he's circling
around. The shark circling the waters, yes.
It feels like a fit there, right?
Yeah.
Bigger market, more experienced guy, veteran team.
I don't know.
Final.
I thought it was surprised that they and again it's Drury. I don't.
Yeah.
Seems like a different.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cat, but that they moved on
from Gallant.
From Gerard Gallant there in New York because
yeah, Frank had some pointed comments on Gallant in the wake of that.
He also had some things that he said about Drury that were interesting.
Yeah. But I don't know that we need to go very far to illustrate that if the GM and coach aren't on the same page, there could be changes.
What was weird about what he said about Gallant, and I don't want to put word because it's the internet and it'll get... But here, obviously, the GM and the coach had a thing, but so too did the room and the coach. But yeah. We're led to believe that players love Gallant.
Yes.
It's management that can't get along with Gallant.
Yeah, so Frank characterized him as sort of difficult to work with and sort of not really collaborative, which kind of fits with Daryl too in a way.
Yeah, but if the room likes him,
yeah,
and if you have success, I just wonder, do you try and work things out, or do you gun the coach when you seem to have a fit there? I don't know.
Yeah, and I think the magnitude of losing to Jersey in round one when you're up 2-0, probably a little more lost outside of that market. To be with that star-studded team up 2-0 and then go out, like, oof, there would be some sour. Wasn't it after one of their games there was a shouting match between the two? Like, tension high there. That was a team that was supposed to make a deep run, and they blew a 2-0 lead against the first time.
Shouting match between who?
It was the Drury and Gallant. Was that not it?
Ooh. I never heard that, but if that's the case, then I'm not surprised at all that he was asked to leave.
No.
Good job, Pinder. It's good to sometimes you got to just say things that are completely false and cause a stir.
Yeah, may or may not be true, but
please use the clip.
It brought the conversation to a close.
Please
put a bow on it. I like that. Let's do the Pinder Report. Speaking of Pinder, let's see what he does here with the Pinder Report. A presentation of Village Honda, your dealership for life, located in the Northwest Auto Mall, online at villagehonda.com. I would say, if you're up there, check out the newly designed Pilot.
Yes.
We were up there the one day. The Pilot is new, and it's... If you know, in your mind, you have a vision of, oh, that's the Honda Pilot, you need to see the new Pilot because it is completely, the lines, the style, the look, everything has changed and it is a winner. So yeah. That would be my thumbs up for the Pilot. Let's start the Pinder Report for Village Honda, shall we?
Guys, we start where we've just been. Brad Tre living in Toronto. It started as, well, he's going to be the favorite. And while he fits the bill of what they're looking for, it's going to be his job to lose to... Yeah, all signs point to the hiring, and then, yes, it'll be made official tomorrow with a press conference as, the Flames GM of the last 9 seasons will be unveiled in Toronto as their 18th general manager. Holy Toledo. That's that's a big market. That's a lot of pressure. And I guess all those people trying to spin it that Brad needs some rest, they were so fabricating tired. Things like I was just moments ago.
Yeah.
So tired. Please let me interview for these jobs. Yeah. No, you're tired. You can't interview. Okay, fine. We're getting some heat. You can interview now. He's not going to be allowed to participate in their draft, but they traded the first. I don't know how big of a deal that is at this juncture. This is a win now veteran core, not a we got some high picks. We can't miss on these type situation for Treliving. Here's a great comment from Sammy Hughes, who used to work here in Calgary. Brad Treliving's dad was the only person in the famous Kawhi photo that seemed completely unbothered by the whole thing. The family is ready for Toronto-level pressure. And circled on the left is his father, Jim, of Boston Pizza and Dragon's Den fame. Generally unimpressed with the three-point shot that sent the Raptors through in their miraculous NBA championship run.
I believe Jim is doing a... Again, could be completely fabricating probably, this, but yeah. I believe he's doing a sunrise wake up fundraisers type of deal.
Sunrise wake up? What does that entail? I don't know what that
is. I'm not joking. What are you talking about? You're going to have to research this shit.
Okay. Like,
I'm just,
well, okay. The onus is us.
Or you know more about it when you bring it up.
Maybe. Come back to me with what you've learned. Thank you.
I didn't know Jim Treliving. Because we send out emails that we're going to talk about Jim Treliving today. Like, I should have done some research.
You guys may not know this, but Jim Treliving is doing a Hoobie Wutsie.
What's that?
Oh, why don't you guys go and fucking figure it out?
All right, I'm hanging up. I'll be back. I'm going to go research it.
What a dick.
He was trying to help, and then he's like, I really just...
And you know what? He is so technologically stupid.
He's a Luddite, Dean. That's what we call people.
What's wrong? Because his signal was going in and out. I don't think that's because your laptop doesn't have power.
No,
like it's either on or it's off.
That's right.
So then he goes to a different laptop,
and then he changes
and has to swap out the microphone.
Why?
God Almighty!
If you're listening to this program, we apologize. It's been quite interesting to watch Rhett on this day.
Jim, a sunrise wake up thing.
Oh, what's that?
So what are you researching?
Okay, so while he's not here, what the fuck is he talking about?
I don't know. That's why I asked.
Is it a walk and run? Is it a is he going swimming? A marathon?
Are you raising money for the homeless? Are you camping? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't know.
I don't either.
You know what I do know? I can't get enough of the smelling salts. Remember when we just started this show, I believe back in October, we bleeped around while we were filming and did some smelling salt shit?
Uh-huh.
Alex Barkov. Hey, Rhett, how are you?
Okay, I'll pass this along to Jack. Jack will have this momentarily because you've done your homework.
So okay.
We'll have this for everybody.
Thank you, Rhett.
Sunrise, wake up.
So what? Jack will let me know when he's got it ready.
Yes, sir.
For now, let's enjoy Alex Barkov. Something I've never seen with smelling salts, Rhett. Take a close view here. You smell it. That's not new. Oh, in front of the eyes. Jeez! Oh!
That, you know what, Dean? Is that what you used to do? Is that why you got the shades on?
I'm all buggered up, yeah.
You got to text them and say, dude, don't do that. I used to do that.
Just get a
I feel like your eyes water enough if you take a big enough sniff of that crap.
100%.
Yeah, try it, Binder.
I thought I got punched.
Don't do the eye thing and see what happens.
Yeah, go ahead.
No.
Try it.
It's right there.
It's right behind you there.
Comes in studio, we can both do it. I'm not some dude in his basement's not telling me what to do.
It's just right behind you.
Let's move on. Right
there. I'm upstairs. It's the Pinder report. Do it. Pinder.
Blue Jays and Brewers in action yesterday. We could show you highlights of the game, but who cares? This is better. Vladdy, third hit of the day. Bonk. Rowdy Tellez, right in the junk. Cup check. Former Blue Jay. Tellez became a little.
I love baseball. I love baseball.
Good stuff right there.
Yeah.
Hey, Vladdy, you do that in hockey, and you're going to get cross-checked in the chicklets.
Yeah. And chastised by everybody. Oh, you're so unprofessional.
Sean Avery wouldn't
can't believe you do that to a
Department of Players Safety is going to have to get involved.
Players in the league, does it?
No. the common ground that hockey and baseball share is the Detroit Tigers dugout. This is from a while ago, but just popped up in conversation today. I thought we'd show you.
We showed you the homer hose. Well, the Tigers have an answer to that, and it is an ode to the Red Wings. Maybe it's called the Hockey Town Homer. What do you think, Shep? They donned the helmet. They've got the hockey
stick. Terrible.
It must be somewhere inside the clubhouse. I can't
That's
wait.
That's just terrible. Oh,
yeah. A little net and a little ball, and good work. Home run and a goal.
That is lame.
A thumbs down from Rhett. Dean? Can't be bothered to have an opinion. Sounds like one of these.
Sounds like I'm doing my pinder. Well, how big is the net? Is it a regulation size net? I mean, how am I supposed to have an opinion on that? It looked like he was shooting with the right-handed stick and he was left-handed. Like, I don't know if I can have an opinion on
that. I'm fair with fun. Fun's good. That's seems fun. It probably gets old quick. I don't know.
Then put that ice stuff or that salt stuff in your eyes and let's go.
I need the water for it.
It's right behind
me. No, it was awful. I hated that. Hey, guys, how's Tampa Bay Bucks training camp going without Tom Brady? Jack submitted this to the Pinder Report. Look at the prowess from the quarterback play here. That's not fucking possible. Nope. Jeez. Okay. So we got what? Baker Mayfield and who else is there?
Kyle Trask.
And Kyle Trask. Oh, dear.
I don't know who Kyle Trask is.
Close. Hey, it's early. It's May, guys.
Yeah. That's where they were warming up there.
Fuck me. A duck competition here between Trask and Mayfield. No good. Oh boy.
That they do know the routes, correct? Like the
receivers seem to be running the right spot, I guess. A little bit of a downgrade from the greatest football player of all time.
Listen, there's a couple Warner kids here in Buffalo that have been playing some flag. They're getting some snaps. If you need them, we'll send them now.
You're ready to move to Florida. I hear it every month. Oh, you're closer.
Inching my way.
You're scouting the whales.
Although someone sent me a link to Costa Rica last night. And the shovelers shut me down when we tried to do that during COVID. So.
Well, it's right next to Panama where you can get that shit shot in your shoulders that they won't.
Well, I know.
What was it you were trying to do that she shut you down?
Yeah.
Costa Rica. Mm. It's a new move. Everybody should try it.
It's very difficult, high degree of difficulty.
You gotta get
good balance.
You gotta get permission first.
You need core strength and balance. It's
I'm
not
surprised
for
your shoulders are at. You could pull off a Costa Rica.
The Costa Rica, hey, babe.
Costa Rica.
I hurt my neck last time we tried that.
Yeah. I got down to ATCO Field yesterday as Calgary FC's got three monster home games coming up in the month of June. We chatted with Jose Escalante about Forge coming to town this weekend. Those jerks from Forge, you better get ready! Ah! Jose.
He did the
salt. ATCO Field, it's Jose Escalante of Calgary FC. Man, this is the premier rivalry of the Canadian Premier League coming up this weekend. Tell me about Forge and Cavalry.
Yeah, that's a big game for us. I think for the fans too. They can feel that during the week before the game. And it's a good game always. So something happened.
Right from year one, it was always contentious.
Yeah, from day one, yeah. I like to compete, right? I like to win. I like to compete like against good players, good teams. So that's why every game I'm against good players. I want to win. I want to compete. I want to help my teammates, take any advantage I can.
Sure.
It's a very emotional game. We know that. And I try to go inside the head of some players. I can affect those emotions and I can help my team.
I believe top two winningest clubs in the history of the league. So should be a fun one this weekend. All the best. Thanks for your time. We're here at
Escalante yesterday.
Cut your effing hair.
Yeah, sure. What hair?
That massive astrocity atop your head must be removed.
Astrocity.
It's astrology because it's so big.
Did you have ESPN with you, like a multi-cam shoot? Like, what the hell were you doing yesterday?
Hey, just getting the word out to the people. Big rivalry game this weekend, Saturday too, I believe.
Oh. What's weather look like?
Looking good.
Did Jack help you with that?
There's lots of people helping, Dean. Yeah. amazing what can happen when you leave your home. It's
yeah, you got to be careful though, because it's hot out, Dean. So when you do leave your home, keep your glasses on. Some of that zinc down the front of the schnoz there.
You'll be all right. I have phenomenal news. Do you remember when we on Barnburner broke the news that they were sending the world's fastest cow out to pasture this year, Stampeders? Heartbreaking stuff. A lot of injury issues. The cow had lost its jump. Bissonnette just embarrassed the crap out of him when he passed him through town.
Cheated a little bit, but
a big time cheat. But you know, Bissonnette, you got to expect at least 10 yards of that. Here's an interesting development from the Stampeders on social. Yes, that's right. We got new cows. It's cow tryouts. Let's fucking go. Yes.
This is the best thing the CFL has ever done, and it's a Stampeders.
Yes, I know. I know. And so there they are. Three different cow outfits, three different cows. June 8th.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Dickinson and Huffnagel, there's no one better. You can rest assured that they have scoured the racing cow world.
Yeah, they got contacts. You will have all
some unbelievable candidates there.
Some cow just got cut down in Louisiana from some racing thing. They're all over it. Get him up here. Get him in the silks. Let's go. He's a stamp.
I feel for the old cow because he's going to be sitting there.
I hate old cows.
Delicious.
So that's exciting news there for
the
Stampeders. Finally, Rhett, I guess they're borrowing a dog in Buffalo, or it's a neighbor's dog. You know, Rhett's pretty crafty. He's a great communicator. Look what he taught this dog to do. It almost went perfectly, Dean, as no Warner. It's got those dogs. Look at
this. Hey, wash your hair. Look at the dog, Dino. This is great.
Oh, Boob's dog can't do that.
No.
Walk us through this. Look closely now, Dean. What are we seeing?
Well, the dog is holding the is holding the hose with the spraying the water out of the hose as the man is rinsing the shampoo from his hair. But then all of a sudden, the water stops coming out of the hose, and it appears as though the
dog
begins peeing.
That's Birdie
on dude's head. Birdie. No, bird.
That's your pinned report on a whatever the fuck day it is today.
Bird dog. Village Honda, Northwest Automall, online at villagehonda.com. Get your piece of the $1 million buy-in event. Cash for your vehicle. Top dollar and a tropical cruise to boot. Find out more at villagehonda.com. They are your dealership for life. A couple other things. Did Jack put me on the spot because, you know, here we go.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, so let's now Brad Treliving expected to be announced as the new Toronto Maple Leaf general manager tomorrow. His father is Jim
Boston Pizza,
who is Boston Pizza, among other things. Boston Pizza, Mr. Lou, he's a Sharks.
Jim is a great human. Don't worry about
unbelievable guy. Great guy. He and his wife do unbelievable amounts of things for in charitable endeavors. And you said, Rhett, that Jim was doing a wake up sunrise thing.
Sunrise, wake up. Sunrise.
And then I got criticized.
No, we asked what you were talking about.
Offensive, yeah.
So there it is. His tweet, live from Vancouver, another wonderful morning to rise and think about mental health and how we can make the world a better place together. He looks to be on a boat, a skiff of some sort, and is enjoying a cup of joe.
Yeah. Good views out there.
So there you go.
What's the thing say?
CAMH Sunrise Challenge, which
is
the Canadian Association for Mental Health or something along those lines. Sunrise Challenge. There you go. Thank you, Rhett. That is what we were asking for. What is the Sunrise Wake Up, which is actually the Sunrise Challenge? Yeah.
So in mental health, it's, I think, kind of what we were. So that's great.
Yeah.
Never doubted that the cause would be a good thing. I just wondered what the cause was.
You losers should try it.
Yeah.
So he's recorded a video. What do you say, Rhett? Or is it just you raise a cup of coffee?
I didn't. I had quickly because I had to get back to you guys because the show would fail or crash. And so I was critiqued. I provided what was needed. And I've done my job once again. Hitting dingers.
Hitting dingers. Why are we waiting on the Stanley Cup to start until Saturday?
Because next Saturday, I want to take my middle guy to Florida. And if they start like today, then it wouldn't be next Saturday and I wouldn't be able to go. Like, there's all kinds of reasons.
Well, if you take him next
Saturday, we had to get the 96 final team together to go down and support the, right. the 2023 team.
Is that happening?
No, it's not.
No, get it going. Come on now.
Although a kid played against a Laos kid, L-A-U-S, Paul Laos.
Wow.
And in Nashville, and I was like, is possibly Paul Laos's kid? Went over, asked the coach. Yeah, and Paul is in the building.
Come on.
Walked back to my bench. This guy thought I was coming over to challenge him to a fight. Yeah. Walked back to my bench. I'm like, oh my God, I haven't seen Paul for 20 years or more. Look over, and the guy's like, no, I was wrong.
So excited to see an old teammate.
Tough.
I was going to say, you really said he was underrated tough.
Oh, 36 fights, I think, my first year, like, against all the heavies. Yeah, oh.
Big boys.
Yeah. And could play. That was the thing. Wasn't one of those guys that was clearly there to fight. Yeah, you could play, and then all of a sudden, beat the wheels off you if you wanted to. So.
And liked it.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing, right? Guys that just really enjoy it. You want to go? Yeah, I do, actually. That'd be great.
Lindy Ruff and Coat, and he was, hands were so mushed up. They were like, I was his partner that year. And they're like, do not let him fight. I'm like, so I'm fighting these guys? Like, oh, great. Yeah. Because he wasn't saying no, so then you have to go charging in. It was Rick Tockett and Odgers, and maybe even Baumgartner on a line in Boston, and he's going after these guys. I'm like, Lush, like, you're throwing me to the wolves here, man. I'm going to get smoked.
I think it's Jeff Odgers' birthday today.
Happy birthday, Odgers.
It may not be.
Farming and down near Porcupine there. Where's he from? He's from Southern Saskatchewan.
No, it was. Where's he from? That's from
Southern Saskatchewan. All those tough galoots are from out there. Yeah.
Jeff Odgers, May 31st, 1969, Spy Hill, Saskatchewan.
There you go. But isn't Spy Hill near Porcupine? Where's Spy Hill?
Dean's pointing at himself. If you're listening on the podcast, he said Spy Hill, and he's very proud.
He loves Jeff Odgers because he one punched me and knocked me out.
It's true.
Ouch.
Fucking love that guy.
Where is he these days?
Frank, did he get to Buffalo? Toot sweet. St. Eugene Golf Resort and Casino. I saw in the old text to Rooney there today. Yeah. Have we got a date?
Wheels are in motion. Yeah.
I'm
excited.
Eugene.ca championship golf course, casino, spa, I'll hang at the casino and the spa.
Yeah.
You guys go, play 17 or 14 or however many you want to play. And then I'll catch up. We'll have some grub after deals.
Yeah. Yeah. Meet us at the 19th hole, baby.
I like that.
Nachos, some cold beers. Oh,
mountains in every direction. Oh, I can't see. I love the smell of the spa. You know? Oh, so good.
Everything smells good out there. Air?
Yeah. Air is so good. I love air.
That's what most people think of when they go out to the mountains is the smell of the spa.
To get inside and go sit in the spa.
I can't wait to smell that. Chris Mountain Spa.
Isn't this eucalyptus? Yeah. This is lovely.
Isn't it beautiful? Yeah, where's my robe? I'll see you guys later.
How long's golf?
Are there slippers as well? Okay, good. It's time to rediscover or discover for the very first time the St. Eugene Golf Resort and Casino. StEugene.ca. There's the phone number. Book yourself in. It wouldn't be crazy if you went there and you didn't golf. Going to go to the hotel. Going to maybe do some hiking. Going to go and enjoy the outdoors. Maybe you do the spa and the casino and all of that. Maybe you go with somebody and they golf and you don't golf. They don't make the rules. You're allowed to do whatever it is. That's why it's great to be Canadian. You can do whatever you want. St. Eugene Golf Resort and Casino.
Oh, it's coming quick, Dean. Be ready. Be ready.
Yeah, it's got a lot going on all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. The calendar's filling up. Yeah. Busy June. Really busy June if you look towards the end there, Daniel.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm aware.
Good, good.
Two things today for McLeod Law.
Two?
Both of them with our boy.
Really?
One better than the other.
Yeah.
Two things.
Oh, I'm
gonna guess. McLeod Law. You know Peter Klein of McLeod Law as the personal injury guy. You know it because he's the best. We've been telling you about him for weeks. He is top shelf. But he's also the go-to guy in Calgary for your disability insurance claim. If your long-term disability insurance company is refusing to pay the insurance benefits to you, one call, one contact, and that is Peter Klein. He will get you those disability benefits that you paid for and that you deserve. And with that comes incredible peace of mind, the peace of mind that you paid for and deserve. Peter Klein and his folks over at McLeod Law are the very best. They are great people. And they want your business. Peace of mind. It's right there waiting for you. McLeod-law.com. Little LLP in there as well.
There you go.
If you're the law.
La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la
It's gonna hurt. Well, I mean, again, there's two here. May 31st, 1999.
Oh,
99. Whoa.
Did I send the other? I can't remember. Jack, I may not have sent the one pick that I wanted to. Look at that. There's, who's that? Tell us about what we see there, buddy.
It's a young Michael Pekka. I don't know who the other man is.
Is that good now?
No. Nope.
Oh, Coley Campbell. Coley Campbell.
That is Coley Campbell. Yeah, that's Gregory Campbell's dad. Is Mike Pekka. Who do you hate? Who do you hate, Retro? What team?
Toronto.
The Sabres, May 31st, 1999, beat Toronto 4-2 in Toronto, game 5 of the Wales Conference Championship to advance to the Stanley Cup Final. What do you remember about that day?
I remember we scored a goal in the third. It was 1-1. We scored a goal, and they called it off. And me, being the emotional leader that I am, stood up and said, "Don't effing worry about it, boys. We got another one coming." And shortly thereafter, we scored to take the lead. And then I think maybe, I don't know if it was Dixon Ward or someone scored into an empty net. And I remember standing at the blue line and Dom running out to me and giving me a big, big hug. And then Uncle Stu was there with his daughter. Stu was at the game, and Doug was at the game. They came into the dressing room after. Party. Nothing. I don't know if there's a better feeling than that as far as, you know, I lost 3 Stanley Cups. So the semifinals wins, it was real fun to beat Toronto in Toronto.
Can you give us an Uncle Stu laugh in honor of that great event?
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah, it is very good. Yeah, 4-2 in game 2.
Five. Wow, I got the numbers wrong, but it must have been 2-2 when we scored and had it called back. I think Rasmussen or something. Anyway.
Eric, disappointed, right? Hey, he was
Rasmussen.
Rasmussen.
You know, Monster World Juniors one year. You're like, holy shit.
He could fly. He was huge. He could skate and shoot. And that's where it ended.
Yeah, that's where it ended.
And love to fish. That, big bass fisherman.
Yeah. Think about that series, Retro. Is the Leafs, their fans, they knew it was over a couple games into that series. Obviously, it's over in 5.
We smoked them game 1, and then we beat them back to in Buffalo twice. They were done. Yeah. They weren't that good.
Almost like the Leafs this year, right? They get when they won in round 1, then you get to round 2. So, I don't think you guys are going to. Nope, you're not going to do it.
The problem with the Leafs that year is they got cocky. I've said it before. As soon as they didn't see they were cocky to begin with because it was us, the Sabres, they were playing. And then Hasek wasn't playing. It was like they were already, it was a tap in.
Yeah. And you guys obviously advanced. You didn't, it was what, Colorado or Dallas in the West? that year?
Yes.
Because you didn't know who you were going to face yet, right?
Yeah. I didn't want to play Colorado because I had bad memories of that squad.
That's right.
Florida.
Boom, a grip.
So that was 1999 on this date. Fast forward, I don't know, 20, 15, 17, some a number of years later to 2004 on this date. A couple days earlier, we showed you game three, first game back in Calgary. First Stanley Cup final game in Calgary.
Why do you got to do two?
1989.
Let's stop right there, Dean.
You've never done two before.
3-0 what? A win in game three, right? Dominant win.
Handy.
Physical, you said, Dean.
This was the one that screwed us.
This was a tough one, Retro. Kipper allows one goal.
Oh.
In game four. Brad Richards, his seventh game-winning goal of the playoff.
Assisted by Rhett Warner.
1-0 final. And we have a shot here.
Yeah, I passed him that poker.
Did you? Was it on the tape?
5-on-3.
Oh, dear. How did you end up 5-on-3? Did I block out when you described that or not? Described
I don't know, because the refs are assholes.
Yeah, I just didn't know which penalties. I'll go find it.
You don't need to, Ryan.
I am curious. Right.
We should have just stopped. Yeah, we probably could have stopped. But yeah, 1-0. You guys had leads in that series, eh?
It's
fine. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not even going to say it.
Oh, you probably should, though. Right, get it off your chest.
If we weren't injured, we would have rolled through Tampa Bay.
You guys have played a ton of hockey. They had not. Your depth on defense had been destroyed. Guys,
Rhett Warner playing 23 nights is not – sorry, that's not championship caliber D.
Denny Gauthier out in the Vancouver series, right?
Yes. Yeah. Lidman was concussed and hurt all the time. Gauthier was hurt. Regier had a broken leg. Donovan was out. Lombo was out. McCammond was out. Oh. Like, yeah. I'm sorry. We had so many injuries. Whatever.
And then, of course, Dion.
Oh. He could have played.
Dion could have played.
Would have been real good.
He would have put the fear of God in some of those guys. The hits he laid out his first 2 years in the NHL were unbelievable. It's tapered off a bit, but he was the most feared hitter in the game almost immediately after entering the league.
And while I'm the best, some people would critique him for it, but he was so confident stepping into a Stanley Cup final. Yeah, whatever. Let's do it.
Lights were not too bright for Dion.
No, and he would have played before that. He would have played before that because we'd have used them. If he'd have signed, it wasn't, I mean, I always refer to the final because it was out. We absolutely needed him. What the were they thinking?
Well,
Daryl,
but here's
what
the thing.
What the F were you thinking?
I would, do we know the full story? Because obviously,
nope, I don't have a clue about any of the story. As soon as I heard he wouldn't sign, I was like, well, F you, yeah, all of you.
Like, you can see Daryl being like, you're not getting any A bonuses or B bonuses. Take it or leave it. Like, I could
but
see
I don't, that's the thing. Do we know that was the case?
I honestly, that's my guess.
Right?
Even if it wasn't, Dean, it should have been. The case should have been, we absolutely are decimated. We're going to the Stanley Cup.
I know.
Sign him. What are we waiting for?
Yeah, it's
summer. Three weeks later, when it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I would love to sit down sometime with Dion, who like that whole and just find out, because remember, and even today, there's only so much money you can make coming in on an entry level.
It's really well capped in a.
And I think it was more so even then. Like, it was really limited to how much money you could make, and it was not tens of millions of dollars. I don't know why. What was the incentive for him not to sign? Because it's not as though I don't think. Was it because there was potentially a work stoppage coming? Like,
it's
truly,
quite possible that he maybe, but it's quite possible. I don't even know. Maybe it was the league rules wouldn't even allow it. I have no clue. No clue. But.
Yeah. I seem to recall that there was so much that he could make. And why wouldn't you just give him the max? Why wouldn't you sign to play? But I wonder if, thinking back, because as we all know, the league shut down for a year after this, if maybe he and his representatives were thinking, with a new CBA, you can make significantly more.
But he'd only had a year left.
Did they burn a year of that lockout? Is that what happened on deals?
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. That's true. Yeah. And then when is he signed? Was he actually eligible to play? That's all worth exploring. Yeah. Let's get Dion in. You know, Daryl loves to play young guys. I wouldn't see a problem there. Hey.
He loved it. He played the piss out of Dion. He had no issues with that. So when people say Daryl doesn't like to play kids, it's like, well, fucking number one defenseman.
From, yeah. As long as they're from Edmonton or Red Deer. Play the shit out of
well, and to be fair, like, he had a camp, he went through, you could see him building a case that you can't bring him in now.
You know what? I thought about this after, because we played the highlights the other day of game three, and Chris Simon opens the scoring in that game on the power play. It's like, of course, Chris Simon's on the power play.
Well, who's moving him in front of him?
Yeah. Some things change sometimes.
It's a different game.
Totally.
That was hook, hold, claw. Like, it was different worlds, right? You weren't finding a soft spot in the slot to spin and shoot, and you had to tackle someone and put them onto the goalie to find any open space, right? Like, someone was bear hugging you. It's a different game.
Simon knew the other team's goalie is a good move. Early.
I went through that game, that obviously those highlights of game three. And 2 minutes in, Jelena is in the penalty box for elbowing or roughing, because he ran around on his first shift. You guys were so physically dominant in game number three. You ran them out of the building. They didn't score. 3-0, as we said. But they looked shook. Wow. And for
you
them
can't
to
lose
come back,
1-0.
You have to. I don't know. Is it critique to you or credit to them for picking themselves back up and winning 1-0 after that?
Well, they won, so you can't critique them. But
Habib Boulin,
pretty good. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, Habib Boulin was pretty good too.
But shit, if you were going into game four.
Tied coming home 1-1, and you gave up one goal.
I'm letting in one tonight, boys. How's that? Is that
you
good?
Gave up Sounds one goal in two games. you didn't go up 3-1. What the?
You let in one goal in two games.
Not enough.
Even going back, hey, splitsies. Splitsies, you'd have a hard time figuring out how the hell are we gonna. So you're telling me if he's letting in one goal, we got to lose one of them 1-0? Oh shit! Yeah, I guess so. I guess. Damn it. And then what happened?
It's next week.
Today's Wednesday. Probably Friday. Friday? This day in history.
Remember,
a little bit of travel.
Travel was easy. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Convenient.
Wonder if there will be any OT in game 5 or 6.
No spoilers, Dean. We're cliffhangers here.
You guys had leads in that series.
McLeod Law.
Peter Klein. Personal injury. Personal injury guy. But did you know he's also the go-to guy in Calgary for your disability insurance claim? Basically, if you need someone on your side to help you out in times of need, whether it's insurance or workplace, this is the guy, Peter Klein and McLeod Law. Great people. They want to help you out. Give them a call. You won't regret it. McLeod.
Yeah, so if you can't find Mika, go get Peter. Let's go.
Yeah. Remember? Well, of course, remember, but people, when we went to see Serge over at Tower Chrysler. And Serge, hockey fan, right? He's big into the Flames and that, but he hasn't been a lifelong hockey guy. And I think maybe like some people, there's pockets of time where maybe you didn't follow the league or you didn't follow it as closely. And we were kind of laying out the Rhett Warner story.
Oh, wow. Serge.
He's like, oh, so you played in the Cup Final? He's like, oh, yeah. I was in 3 of them. Oh, 3 of them. Yeah. You lost all 3. he felt bad afterwards, but he was like, "Geez, oh Jesus Christ!" He felt bad for you. Mm. Yeah.
It's a slow, painful walk to the end here. Let's change the subject. You should have went. You should have led with that and went with the.
Or maybe go with. You want to talk about rum and raisin? How about rum and raisin, Red?
It's not raisin. I don't like raisins. Raisins are shit. It's rum, rum butter.
Rum butter.
Rum butter.
So, you want to go? Like hey, butter. If you were here right now, I'd take you for a big.
3.93. Somebody texted in 3.93. So good. So good.
Yeah.
Pedro, you should go. Well, you can't. You don't like. You don't eat sweets or dairy.
3.93. Yeah, I think we're going to be in that neighborhood in a few weeks. Let's go.
Does it have
take the boys.
Cappuccino.
You want to have affogato? That's fine. I'm happy to have an experience. Yeah.
You want to do Betway Bets?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Now, where do we start here, Jack? Because we got, I think even Rhett submitted some bets today. He's a real team player. He's pulling them in.
Save Rhett for last.
Save Rhett for last.
Okay. Well, I'll start off. I only did one today. Only did one today. I was going to go. I was going to go another way, but I know how many people you take your life savings and you invested in these picks. I don't want to steer you wrong.
Disclaimer, please don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. But be responsible. Be responsible.
Ooh.
Alek Manoah. What happened?
Peter does not like this.
Wasn't it the last start or his second last start where his manager visited the mound twice in one inning and he had to come out of
the last outing. The second mound visit from the dugout.
That's right.
Which the pitching change.
Yeah. Which you can't do.
You just have to take the pitcher out.
Well, yeah, you have to take the pitcher out. I think Manoah's ready. Give me Milwaukee is in Toronto. Mm-hmm. Jays money line win and more than 6 Ks for Alek Manoah, who was just fine in that game prior. A little extra rest, perhaps. Plus 187 for the Manoah 6 strikeouts and a Jays win.
Well, Manoah's been tough this year. I don't know. That slider is not popping. What the hell's going on with him?
Jays suck right now. I'm sick of the Jays. Pissing me off.
On 3 of 4, Rhett. Stay positive. Okay, let's go to my Betway bets today. I've also got a little bet on the Jays or 2. Alejandro Kirk. Alejandro coming out of his slump with a couple hits last night. And I'm going to go over 1.5 hits at plus 130. And Manoah, how about Rowdy Tellez coming back to Toronto? Boomers, what do we call it?
Twin?
No, your son. But
doppelganger?
Somewhere else.
Illegitimate?
Illegitimate son. Rowdy Tellez, big home run here. Plus 400 for a ding-dong back in Toronto. It's getting all emotional, said coming back to Toronto.
Isn't that what all shitty baseball teams tell their fans? Oh, it's early. There's lots of games in baseball. I've heard this for so many years with the Jays. Start winning.
Nothing matters before June.
No, never.
No. You could never miss by like a game like they did 2 years ago. Yeah. I've got the Tellez home run and Kirk over 1.5 hits.
Well, my picks are going to be knock the socks off of you guys.
Yeah, here's Rhett's picks. Let's take a peek, Jack. It's the Memorial Cup, Seattle against Kamloops, and Kikuchi spelled wrong with 2+ assists.
Yeah, but we're big game hunting. +700.
Good Lord, Kikuchi, set him up.
Yeah, that's what they call a throwback. Hopefully, you were around for yesterday's show. For that one there.
Love me some Kikuchi.
Kikuchi's so good, yeah. Unbelievable blazer.
Yeah. Is he a blazer? I thought he was a Thunder. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Darcy Tucker.
Yeah. And James Kikuchi.
And Jimmy Hole, Jimmy Kikuchi. JK.
Jimmy
Mark, all Jack. Right, boys. That's it. Tomorrow, still no Stanley Cup.
No.
Friday, still no Stanley Cup.
No.
This is important time for us to all just take a deep breath.
A lot of thought will have to go into our picks on Friday, given the huge amount of time we've had to pour through the data, Red.
Yeah.
Or I could take the day off on
Friday. Yeah, whatever works.
Can always count on you. So do we know why it's taking so GD long?
I think they want
scheduling.
They want to dodge the NBA, but it was weird when they said if it's 5 games or left, we're going to start here. And if it's 6 or 7, we're going to start here. It's like, well,
it's got to be the rinks, doesn't it?
I looked. There's nothing at T-Mobile until the next night's game.
Yeah, but if it screws up, if it's What about Florida?
Don't know.
Right, they probably want to have a consistent schedule, and if something's going on, maybe that's... Anyway, I don't know. The hell am I, a schedule maker? Idiots.
Rhett has the idea of a schedule, and then someone else executes it. So it works. Yeah.
So best of luck to all of you if you're doing your sunrise wake-up thing.
Yeah, if you get some to do the sunrise wake-up and the Costa Rica move, good luck.
Back to back.
I would not do the Costa Rica in the morning.
If I could pull that off the night before, I'd be waking up with a big smile and a
you're
coffee.
You're going to get some stretching in. You're going to want to be well prepared and ready and awake for the Costa Rica. At least that's what I've been led to believe. All right, buddies, that's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Costa Rica.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.